You're listening to Divorce Literacy with the Divorce Lending Association, a divorce podcast where we dig deep into issues of divorce that center around the marital home, other real property, and divorce mortgage planning, helping divorcing homeowners and their divorce team make more informed decisions regarding home equity solutions during and after divorce.
Hello, Aaron.
Afternoon, Don.
How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm great. Good, good, great.
Good. Are you getting settled back in after vacation?
Yeah, I'm mostly caught up. I've still got a few things to iron out, but yeah, I'm getting there.
Where did you go?
This was with my Boy Scout troop. I had retired from the troop, but they needed an extra adult. So I said, sure, I'll go. So this was down in West Virginia. There's a high adventure camp down there called Summit Bechtel.
Oh, wow.
And, it's down about the middle of West Virginia near Beckley. And it's, it's massive. And so everything you could possibly imagine, from whitewater to zip lining to all the shooting sports to mountain biking.
Wow.
They even have skateboarding and all the skateboarding stuff and BMX racing, the little bikes.
Wow, so, how great.
It was a full week. Yep.
Yes, you're probably exhausted now though.
Yeah, glad to be back.
Well, I appreciate you taking time to, you know, do this with me. I think it's a great opportunity that the Divorce Association is, Divorce Lending Association is doing to try and, you know, expand knowledge of the consumer. Yeah. So I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I know you gave me a bio, but for the Zoom, can you give me a little background knowledge on yourself and your practice?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been a financial advisor for 35 years with Raymond James. And about 10 years ago, moved over into or added, I'll say that, the divorce space. And so I earned my certification, which is a certified divorce financial analyst. And then hung my shingle out. But actually, it was a friend of mine who had been divorced several times that said, oh, you need to look into collaborative divorce. So there's a group in town. Their website is winwindivorce.org. Looked into them, and they are all about collaborative, which is the antithesis of traditional divorce. Traditional divorce, the couple fights, the attorneys fight, and usually no one really comes out ahead. So in collaborative divorce, the attorneys are collaboratively trained, and they are all about reconciliation, working with the other side, and moving this little family through this very difficult period. So they're working to save the couple money, as well as that family unit. And I thought, oh, now there's something I can attach myself to.
Right.
And so I'm going into my fifth year as president of the organization, and will, after this year, I'll step aside. That's enough volunteering for 1 year.
Well, I'm sure you'll still be actively involved.
Yes, so absolutely.
We need you to stay involved. So
yeah.
Let's see. And so you've been involved with winwindivorce.org, you said about 5 years.
About 5 years. And so I've been, so from the financials, so it is a legal organization primarily. But along that collaborative process, there are two additional aspects to it, and that is the financial neutral. Mm-hmm. And that financial neutral, which is the role I play, comes into the divorce and gives a black and white picture of the assets. That's the assets, the liabilities, the incomes, the anything that has to do with a couple's household. All their money, and then figure out if there's spousal support, if there's child support, what that looks like. While I don't direct anyone to make a decision,
right,
but I don't direct those decisions. I give the black and white, and will then work with them in their decisions. So if someone says, "I want the house," okay, well, here's what that means. You're going to take the mortgage, probably, which is something to know about. You're going to have to refinance, which is something you're going to have to figure out. If you take the mortgage, do you have enough cash flow? And you can't expect your ex to just pay it off. So there's some give and take. And sometimes they can't keep the house because there's just not enough cash flow.
Right, right. No, but you're giving them the tools so that
to make those decisions.
Can make those decisions, which is awesome.
And I mentioned another person, and that's the therapist. And that comes into play in keeping, as I said, we're about preserving that family unit. And so the therapist works with this couple. One is already there. The other one might need some emotional support and brought along. And so that additional person is the therapist, and who also works with the kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's so important because even after the divorce, they're still going to, if there are children involved, they're going to be connected through those children and then future grandchildren or whatever. So you
absolutely,
you know, unless you move to Australia, chances are you're still going to be involved with each other.
Right.
To some degree. So, right. Yes. And I think the collaborative is a great way to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody goes on their unique journey through divorce. But if you could give somebody a heads up or say, don't do this, do this, you know, what would it be? I mean, obviously, you're a fan of the collaborative process.
Right. Yeah, that's it would probably come in two answers. The first is, you absolutely have to explore collaborative, whether you decide to go that direction or not. That has to be part of your research. So you'll seek out attorneys in general, and they will typically be adversarial family law attorneys. But go to the winwindivorce.org website, look at the attorneys there, give one of them a call, ask for a consult. You absolutely have to give this a little bit of research. The other point I would make is you'll save yourself a tremendous amount of time in your divorce if you get your arms around the numbers quickly. And that may mean hiring a CDFA, someone with my designation, to run your numbers for you. Because if you can come to, let's say, 90 or 80% agreement on those numbers, and then hire your attorneys, you're most of the way there. The attorneys and the therapist will help. But I would say consult with the CDFA early in the process. One will be brought into the collaborative process anyway. But yeah, so those two points, you have to give collaborative law a look, and you need to bring in a CDFA as early as possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Is there one case that just sticks with you, either as a very positive case or a, you know?
Yeah, there is.
Positive.
There's one. It was early in my divorce finance career. A couple in town, been married 20 years. Their kids were pretty much grown. And he asked the wife for a divorce, and she was kind of side. Just taken aback by it, wasn't expecting it. And the interesting part was he was the one who hired me. You know, I came in as a neutral, but it ended up that she was the one who really needed me and the team to take a little bit more time with to bring her along financially. And she was a quick learner. And got on her feet and up to speed with all of the nomenclature and all of the lingo. And that one turned out really well. And the couple, I think I call them amicable today, but that one just struck me as someone who really needed her hand held a little bit more, because in each couple, there's a financial and a non-financial.
I was just going to say, don't you find that most cases?
Everyone. And it could be the wife is the financial. And the husband, he just brings in a paycheck and really doesn't pay attention. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times it's the guy. And in this particular case, he tried to hide some money and found it out fairly quickly. And it was all worked out, but that one, just kind of sticks in my mind is like, yeah, this is the way the process should work, where you're not tearing each other apart, even when there are issues to be worked out. And
right.
No matter how amicable, there are always issues to be worked out.
Certainly. I mean, that's why they're separating.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned the financial. How often do you see that a forensic accountant has to be brought in? Because so many people don't realize that they try to hide money, but it gets uncovered.
Yeah, that's a great point. And in our group, the winwindivorce.org, there are different levels of competency. And I use competency loosely. But we have accountants that are forensic accountants. So when I'm brought in on a case, if they really need some hardcore digging and going back a number of years and looking into business cash flow, I would ask one of my forensic accountant CDFAs right. to take the case. I'm pretty good at what I do. But there are others that there's like, oh yeah, this takes a whole different level of knowledge and ability to dig through statements and bank statements and tax forms, and will quite often suggest one of my peers take a case.
No, that makes sense, and it's very timely too when it happens. So
yeah,
anything else you want to add? I really appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely. This has been, I don't want to say fun, but it's been kind of a rewarding niche to work in, because I can see the benefit of the collaborative process and how couples come through it in much better standing had they, well, this is what got me into it originally anyway. I had a client who was going through divorce. She and her husband had been married maybe 10 years, two little ones. He was with the Air Force. And so they really didn't have a lot of assets between the two of them, other than maybe a house and and his pension. And the cost of their divorce, and it was a messy divorce, was about $20,000 each. So each side was paying 20 grand when there were really no assets to divide other than the house and figuring out the pension and spousal support. And so I didn't have my certification then. And so I struggled with that. After having walked through it with her, realizing there's got to be a better way. And that's where I got the certification and realizing that while adversarial is necessary in some instances, the vast majority of divorces should probably go collaborative. It'll save them time.
The money and the time.
The money, the time, and maybe not always, but on a broad basis, preserve that family unit, which, as you stated, they're going to have to continue to work together for years, either with the kids who are still at home or kids heading off to college or marriages, so you might have at least a reasonable relationship with this other individual than a hate relationship.
Right. Well, that's part of how I got into this was, you know, I've been doing mortgage lending for so long. I mean, not probably 30 years. And I have knowledge like you, and I want to share it. And I've seen so many times where, you know, the client comes to me and if I'd only been able to talk to you sooner, if I'd only been able to have asked your attorney to structure a little bit differently with the same numbers, but a different outcome, or, you know, so I want to give, you know, pay it forward. So I love this group and
it's a good group. It just works. I'll just put it that way. I could give you stories and stories, but it just works. And I'll reiterate again, anyone who is looking at this and has a friend or is going to look at divorce themselves, they have to at least give collaborative a look, right. whether they choose that or not, that's up to them, but at least a look and reach out to one of the attorneys.
Great. And if somebody wants to reach out to you, do you have a phone number, website, email? How do you prefer somebody contact you?
Someone could, my I'll call it my day job, is with Raymond James, and it's donald.morris@raymondjames.com. You can just reach out to me that way, or my website is donaldmorrisrj.com. Perfect. Either way.
And also they can find you on the winwindivorce.org
site. You can find me on the winwindivorce.org website. Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time. Okay. Well, thanks. And look forward to seeing you again at the next meeting.
I'll be there.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you, Erin.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Divorce Literacy. Discover more strategies and solutions on divorce mortgage planning at divorcelendingassociation.com.